Masechet Eduyot, Perek Bet, Mishnah Bet. The skins of the Kodshe Kodashim, the holiest korbanot, were given to the Kohanim. Anything from an Ola, Hatat, or an Asham, and other korbanot would go to the Kohanim. After the korbanot were slaughtered, the blood sprinkled on the Mizbeach, they would skin the animal, take the portions that were supposed to be burned on the Mizbeach, and then they would take the skins and give them to the Kohanim. If the korbanot became disqualified, the whole halachic status of the skins depended on at what point in time did the disqualification take place. If the disqualification of the korban happened while the skins were still on it, then the skins became disqualified as well, and they would have to be burned together with the rest of the korban on the mizbeach. But if the skins if the korban became disqualified after the skins were removed, then the disqualification doesn't affect the skins whatsoever. Rather, they give the skins to the kohanim. Here we'll talk about a situation where the korban became disqualified while the korban was still attached, but they only discovered that disqualification after the skins were removed. Mishnah says, "Amar Rabbi Hanina Segana Kohanim." Rabbi Hanina, who was an officer of the kohanim, said, "Miyamai lo ra'iti or yotze lebet ha-serevah." He said, "In all of my time, I never saw a skin taken out on its own to be burned in the place of burning." What Rabbi Hanina is basically testifying about is once the skins were removed from the korban, it was never taken to be burned. So we see from here, after the skin was removed, it's never burned under any circumstances, even if the korban is later undiscovered to have been disqualified all the way from the start, even while the skin was still on it. So it seems to be from his testimony, it's about the sha'at ha-metzi'ah in a way. When do you find out about it? If you found out about it afterwards, while the skins were, now that they're already off, we don't burn them, but we allow the kohanim to keep them. Rabbi Akiva applies this to a very similar situation. The skins of a blemished bechor are used by the kohanim unless the disqualification happened at the time of Shehita, or if it was discovered at the time of Shehita. So therefore, if the Shehita was assumed to be valid at the moment that it happened, and then later on it was found to be invalid, it says Rabbi Akiva, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Midevarav, from the words of Rabbi Hanina, from his Svara, from his idea, we could learn, Lamadnu, we learn, Shehamavshitet habechor v'nimsa terefa, she'otu hakohanim be'oro, that if we slaughter and skin a blemished bechor, and then later on in time, it was found to be a terefa, that the shehita was not done correctly, that the kohanim could still use the skins. The shehita at the time was assumed to be valid when it was done. So therefore, if the shehita was okay, then the skins are also permitted forever, even though later on, we find that the shehita was discovered to have been invalid. So if we think it was okay at that time, and when we skinned it, we assume that everything was okay, and then later on, we find that it's a problem, since at that time when we found that it was an issue, the skins were off, we're allowed to use the skins as well. Hachamim are going to disagree with Rabbi Hanina's earlier ruling. V'hachamim omrim, lo ra'inu eno re'aya, say the Hachamim, the fact that he never saw it is not a proof. Just because Rabbi Hanina never saw the skins being removed or taken out on their own to be burned doesn't prove what he was trying to say, that there's never a situation where the skins are not allowed to be used if they were off of the korban at the time when they found out that the korban was an issue. The fact that he never saw it doesn't mean that it didn't happen, or maybe he never saw it himself, or maybe the situation never arose. But if it arose, of course it would be a problem. Ela yotze lebet ha-serifah. Rather, the halakha is that the skins of a korban that was disqualified is taken out to the Bet HaSerifah, the spot of burning, even if the disqualification was discovered after the skins were already removed.